Today we're going to have a look at an event called Flickerfest. You may be, if you're a long-term watcher of films, and Australian films in particular, you might be aware that Flickerfest has been going on for 3 decades. There's going to be a showcase of Melbourne Shorts, which has been doing a tour of the country on Wednesday, the 12th of April, down at the Kino, 7 p.m. And we've got Bronwyn Kidd, who's the director of Flickerfest, on the line, and she's going to have a yarn with us about this fantastic festival. G'day, Bronwyn. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, we were just going to talk about the showcase that's going to come up on Wednesday, the 12th of April, at the Kino, 7 p.m. But looking into Flickerfest, it's just quite a remarkable festival, isn't it?
Well, it certainly keeps us busy, Annie. We had over 3,200 entries this year from Australia and across the world. We only focus on short films, so specifically a short film festival, but with a big Australian and international component, and celebrating a lot of talent. So out of those 3,200 entries, we selected around 180 films to screen over our 10-day festival in Bondi, and then we tour to over 48 venues nationally, but always looking to support and showcase local filmmakers, hence our Best of Melbourne Short Film Showcase, with 9 incredible local filmmakers in the mix that all featured at Flickerfest in Bondi this year.
Yeah, that's right. And in that particular showcase, which is going to be at Kino, you've actually got the filmmakers as well introducing their films.
We have, which is always a really special thing, I think, to actually hear from the filmmakers, hear about their kind of behind the scenes and their passions for their films. I think it really lights up the films when you see them and gives them a whole new perspective. So it's always a really fabulous line of lots of filmmakers, all the filmmakers coming along from the films and introducing them at the beginning, and then getting to watch the films and, of course, a complimentary drink as well on arrival, just to really, give it the festival vibe. So, yeah, it's an event where people get to connect with a community of like-minded, passionate film lovers in an accessible and friendly atmosphere.
Why did it begin? Why did Flickerfest start?
Well, I think because at that time, way back 32 years ago, I can only claim 26 years, Annie, not the whole 32.
You slag, aren't you?
But really, there weren't a lot of showcases at that time for international shorts in Australia as well as Australian shorts. And being able to bring those films to audiences, plus, of course, being able to encourage and be a platform for the filmmakers was, really the whole vision behind Flickerfest.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because short films are in themselves quite a different beast than a feature.
Definitely, and there's a real art and skill to making a great short film, from engaging the audience immediately to being able to tell a story in a concise format. And great thing about them too, Annie, for me, is that they are so contemporary. So unlike a feature film where it might take you 7 or 8 years to get your funding together, and we have a whole lot of different social issues or themes at that time, I think that short films have the ability to tell some really contemporary, fresh stories that are kind of immediately happening around us and reflect the world that's happening around us in a very contemporary way, which is great.
On that theme, one of the things that is quite interesting about Flickerfest is that there is almost a file cabinet full of different types of areas that a person can enter their film into.
Well, we have from short documentaries to our Australian, we do a number of showcase programs. We screen films for kids, so families. We have a national youth competition for filmmakers under 18. We have an LGBTQI program, Rainbow Shorts, curated by award-winning filmmaker Craig Borum. So we've got, across the 10 days that we screen in Bondi, 24 different programs, which are chock-a-block full of short films that people can see across different themes and genres.
Yeah, it must make it a really interesting festival to curate.
Certainly does, and I'm really thrilled to have a wonderful programming team working alongside me. It's every year it's about finding that diversity within the program. It's finding stories that we think do really reflect the world that we're living in, and you know, celebrating talent. I guess there's a lot of many months of work that goes into curating the final program, that's for sure. It's all very finely curated to take people on a journey, I think, within that program. So when people come along to a Best of Melbourne Short Showcase on Wednesday night, they'll go on a journey from, you know, more serious themes, lots of comedy in there as well, some very heartwarming films. So truly an inspiring, I think, and intricate look at the world that we live in. Melbourne storytellers, the films that Melbourne filmmakers want to tell, the stories that they want to tell that we showcase.
Also, I mean, it's fantastic for filmmakers to actually be chosen. It's also fantastic for filmmakers to go through the process of putting their film forward. It's also great to have them do Q&As, but it's also great for them to actually have access to prizes. You have a lot of prizes.
We do have a lot of prizes. We're pretty much, you know, recognising many of the craft areas that are inherent in making a great short film. And of course, Black Gold, an incredible film from a community of Sudanese filmmakers in Melbourne, had won our Best Cinematography Prize, which was really exciting. So they'll all be along to introduce their film on the night. But always thrilled to celebrate talent, craft, and all the areas that go into making a short film. Of course, it's not just the director, the writer, and the producer. It's the cinematographer, it's the editor, it's the actors, it's the sound design, it's the music, it's all the elements coming together to make a great piece of cinema.
Yeah, it is. And just before I let you go, another thing that's really fascinating is that Flickerfest is a Academy qualifying and BAFTA recognised short competition. This is important for filmmakers, isn't it?
It's a great recognition, I think, probably over the 32 years of the festival and the calibre of our competition and jury. But also, yeah, it gives filmmakers a real, you know, boost for their career to be selected for an Academy qualifying and BAFTA recognised festival. We do have four awards across our program that are Academy qualifying, so that's a pathway to the Oscars, and gives filmmakers an opportunity to be screened in great company, but also, yes, to have that calibre of competition that their film is selected for.
All right, so we'll just go through that again. Flickerfest, you've been taking it out in on the road, and one of the road trips is the great short films, Melbourne selections, Melbourne shorts. It's going to be Wednesday, the 12th of April, 7 p.m. Best of Melbourne shorts. It's going to be at the Kino at 7 p.m. and you can get tickets at the cinema or go through Flickerfest, I presume.
Yes, so flickerfest.com.au and all the tickets are there. They'll also, if still available on the night, we often sell out with so many wonderful filmmakers and their crews and friends coming along. But it's our 17th year at Kino, so it's really exciting to be presenting this annual showcase of Melbourne filmmakers that we've been doing for some time. Nine films in the mix, a really incredibly diverse program, and all the filmmakers coming along. So I'm very much looking forward to it and very much looking forward to meeting Melbourne audiences this year for our showcase.
Also a free trip drink. This is a class act because it's below $30. It's worth the ticket. Thank you very much for talking to me this morning.
Thanks, Annie. Lovely to chat to you.